Hi, everybody. It's nice to be back. It's always like coming home. Some of you remember Debbie and myself. Some of you don't, but for us, it's like coming home. So let's just pray. Lord, we thank you for the health just to be here this morning. Thank you that circumstances are in such a way that we can be here and that we can be blessed in this community, Lord, that you have created with the scars of your Son. And because of the blood of Jesus, we thank you for this community that has been knitted together, the strongest community on earth, the one that's been around for thousands of years and will never die. And we think of the words of Jesus, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. We might feel this morning that the gates of hell are attacking us, but we pray for your shalom and your peace and your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm conscious of the fact that the last time I came, or not the last time actually, maybe a year or so ago, I spoke about Psalm 1 and the title was Songs in the Key of Life. Based on Stevie Wonder's album, and some of you older people will remember Songs in the Key of Life. And we looked at the Psalms and we suggested that they're songs in the key of life. They express people's feelings, how they really feel. And the Bible is full of songs and lots of Psalms as well. And it's interesting, I don't know if I said this at the time, but Bono from U2 was being interviewed. And he was being interviewed about the Psalms. And they said, can you just say in two or three words, and he said, well, that's difficult for me as an Irishman, what the Psalms say about God. So he thought about it, and he said, he listens. And then they said, what do the Psalms say about us? And then he thought about it, and he said, we don't listen enough. And then they said, what do the Psalms express more than anything? And he said, honesty. Honesty. And I want to just think about that this morning and about songs in the night. And I'll explain where this title came from. It came from the night, one of my nights, as we'll see in a moment. But it's interesting that you two have just brought an album out called Songs of Experience. And they had an album out before that one called Songs of Innocence. So maybe Bono is thinking about these things and his songs are psalms as well. I don't know if he'll bring another one out like Ed Sheeran brought three albums out that were all linked together. Maybe this is the fashion of the day or whatever. But Songs in the Night is an interesting thing that happened to me recently. There's been lots of odd things happening in our house and I'd like you, if there are prophets out there, you can explain to me what's going on. One night I got up and there was a small puddle of water on the floor, on the carpet in the bedroom. We don't take drinks into the bedroom, no water or anything. And in the day, we lifted the carpet up. There was nothing. There was no leak underneath. And then a few weeks later, the top drawer, which was the other end of the bedroom, which has my socks and underpants in. I won't go into too much detail here. But the top layer was dry and the bottom layer was dry and the middle layer was soaking wet. It was absolutely dripping wet. No pipes, no water close whatsoever. And a few weeks later, Debbie came home on a Friday and all the taps were on in the bathroom downstairs. I think it's a good thing. I think God's trying to tell us something. But if you've got any prophecies out there to interpret that for us, to do with water, water's normally a good thing in the Bible. So I'm confident of that. But lots of things that have been happening to us recently. And one night, I was waking up and I had a tune in my head. And those of you who are songwriters know it's like giving birth. Sorry, ladies, this is pathetic. I know it's nothing like giving birth, really. If you've got a song in your head, you've got to write it down. Because to lose a song that comes to you is like the worst thing in the world. Bernie Taupin, when he was writing the lyrics, it was either Rocket Man or Candle in the Wind. didn't have a pen in his car, and he was driving through the country in Lincolnshire, and he just burst through his parents' door, ran to the bedroom, and wrote the lyrics down. And if he hadn't done that, we might have lost Candle in the Wind or Rocket Man or whatever it was. You see, songs are incredible things that come to us. And I was thinking about this songs in the night, and I woke up with this tune in my head. So I thought, what shall I do with this tune? Because often if you're driving the car, you'll get words or tunes of a song and you write them down. And with an iPhone now, it's great, you know, it's much easier. You can actually sing it into the phone if it's legal and safe to do in the car, obviously. But anyway, I got up, it was like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and I crept downstairs because Debbie was in bed and I didn't want to wake her up, even though I've been doing that recently with snoring, but that's another issue. She's sleeping in the other bedroom because of that. I crept down 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like in the front room singing this song into my iPhone, because it was a song that came to me in the night. And I'm singing it into my iPhone, and I can't sing it too loud because I don't want to wake her up. The next day I listened to it, and it was absolutely rubbish. I've got to be honest with you, it was pathetic. But what happened was this. God spoke to me with that song in the night. And what he was saying is this, and it was really clear. He said two things. He said there are people that are singing these songs in the night, and they're in pain. And they can't share it with anybody. And he also said this, there are people that have got songs to share, gifts, whatever it is, but they won't bring them out into the light. And I want you to think about this morning, whether that word is for you. Whether you are in pain and you're like the Beatles song Blackbird Singing in the Dead of Night, which speaks of black oppression, it speaks of suffering. There are songs in the night that people write. If there is something in you and you're going through pain, I want you to be encouraged to share that with somebody, to bring that out into light. Or is there something that you have for this church? Something that you have for God? Some gift that you're keeping in the dark that you should be bringing out? That's what I want to speak and think about this morning. But especially with regards to this phrase, songs in the night. And I thought about that expression. And then it led me to Job, of all people, somebody that suffered. And he knew what it was to suffer. And we read that this expression occurs in Job. It occurs in other places too. But it occurs in Job, and he says this, "Who gives songs in the night?" You see, our pain can give birth to something. Sadly, this is what it's all about often. It's the pain that gives us our power. Because that's what it was for Jesus. His pain gives us power. And sadly, in life, that's the way it is sometimes. But there's a song to be sung. You've got a song to sing. And God wants you to sing it. Paul Simon, who wrote the album Gracelands, I heard I think I downloaded it on Apple Music, and there was this extra bonus track where he spoke about how it was made. And of course it was made in South Africa. But he had this one song, and every time he was singing the lyric, he kept singing Gracelands. And you think, well, what's this all about? Because I've written this in South Africa with different people, but this title, Gracelands, keeps coming into my head, and he kept singing it, and he tried all different lyrics, but the only one he could fit was Gracelands. So he thought, well, I better go to Gracelands. So he drove all the way to Gracelands, and his marriage was breaking down. And if you listen to the lyrics of this song, it's all about the journey to Gracelands, which is Elvis country, and all the different things that he passed on the way, and all the pain that he was going through because of his marriage breaking down. And sometimes, and if you like, he was kind of like obedient to this voice in his head which said, go to Gracelands. Sometimes God says, I want you to go on a journey. It might be a painful journey. But what will happen is this. A song will unfold in you. That you can sing. That you can express to other people. And that song will help other people. Because our sufferings and our songs in the night when we give birth to them and we sing them out, they help other people. That's what the Psalms do. They are songs in the key of life. So I was looking at some of them. Job, Psalm 42, by night his song is with me. I remembered my songs in the night. The psalm, this is what the Psalms are all about. You can revisit songs. Songs that heal you. You know what it's like when you go through an experience in your life, say 20 years ago, and you hear the song on the radio, you go right back there. And often it can be a healing process. I remembered my songs in the night. And then there's this song in the night which is linked with the burnt offering. You will sing as on the night you celebrate a holy festival. You see, the burnt offering was the only offering that went through the night. And God says it was like a song that went up. It speaks of suffering. It speaks of the fact that God hears our suffering in the night, on our own, when nobody else knows all about it. We often sing, or Cardiff are playing Man City today, aren't they? Whoa, anybody got tickets for that? Don't be shy. She's like, because she's the worship leader, she doesn't want to say she's going to the football match on a Sunday. She's like that. Do you want to sell it? No? Okay. But often, when we go and watch Cardiff City, we often sing, sing when you're winning. You only sing when you're winning. To the, you know, the opposite end or whatever. But, do you know what? God understands when we don't feel like singing. When the children of Israel went to Babylon, they took their guitars and their instruments and they hung them on the willow trees. That's why we have the expression, weeping willows. And they said, we can't sing our songs anymore because we're in pain. And God knows what it's like when we don't feel like singing. Some of you know our eldest daughter, Abigail, who's 30 now, who had a stroke, a major stroke, the biggest stroke you can ever have. And miraculously, they went to see, they had a scan this week, and everything's been healed. The arteries are open, blood's flowing, but there's a little bit of brain damage. But the doctor said this. He said, it is only by God's grace you're here today. If it happened on a Thursday, Debbie wasn't home. Abigail would have died in the house. If it happened on a Saturday, they wouldn't have been able to do the procedure. It happened on a Friday. And miraculously, she was recovered. And through the prayers of this church and other churches too. But when I came back to church after Abigail had been in Bristol for many weeks, do you know, I stood at the back of the church in Coastlands, and I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle the happiness. And I just stood at the back and I thought, what a load of weird people. Sometimes we can be too happy in church because there are people that come into church and they're in pain. And maybe they only sing when they're winning. And we have to be open to songs that can be painful. And so you'll find that the Old Testament is full of songs. Sometimes they're songs of pain. But sometimes they're songs when you're so happy you just want to burst forth. But often, they're songs in the night. I've been trying to encourage people in our church, and they're finally doing it, to write new songs. Because we read this. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned and he heard my cry. He lifted me up out of the slimy peat, out of the mud and mire. Put my feet on a rock. Give me a firm place to stand. Put a new song in my mouth. He lifts us up. He sets us up. He tunes us up. And he says, guess what? I've got different lyrics to your song. It's not the end. It's not the end. I can write a new song for you. And there's a guy in our church who's really gifted. And he sang a song last week that he'd written about Psalm 40. It was amazing. It was so exciting. Because I've been on about this for years. It's great to sing the old songs and the old hymns. And it's great to go to Bethel and all these kind of amazing big churches in America that write songs. We've got to write our own songs. You people that are gifted, bring your pain into your songs and write them. Because God wants to hear our songs in the night. And this word, new song, it means to repair. It's used of the temple being repaired. Songs that when we get put back together, we just sing them out. Because songs can renew us and they can repair us. I think I mentioned recently about on Britain's Got Talent, there was the Lost Boys Choir. And it was a choir composed of people whose children had gone away from home and they didn't know where they were. So they went on Britain's Got Talent and they sung out their pain. And many children came home when they heard it. There is something powerful about pain. And sometimes your pain is your power. Songs can renew and they can repair. You remember the Manchester bombing when they were singing the Oasis song, Don't Look Back in Anger. There's something powerful when we sing out our pain. But God wants you to sing your song. He wants you to sing your song. Bono said this, I don't want to sing the song, I want the song to sing me. I used to love buying sheet music when I was a teenager, and your favorite pop song, you'd buy the sheet music, put it on a piano and start playing, and it sounded like the exact thing. It was amazing. And God wants to play the song through you, through your fingers, through your feelings, and your personality. Because there's only one you. DNA. Definitely not an accident. Unique. Absolutely unique. As somebody once said, be yourself. Everyone else has been taken. Be yourself. And so you read this about the former things that have taken place. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And here's that burnt offering one again. You will sing as on the night you celebrate a holy festival. You know, since Abigail has been recovering, every time the phone goes or there's a text or something, my heart just skips a beat. You know, when you've been through a traumatic experience and you think, oh my word, is this the phone call which is related to that? And we're going to go back there again. And sometimes it's a small thing. Like Rory, her youngest baby who's 6 months. If he's ill, it's kind of like, because of what happened to Abigail, it kind of gets exaggerated. And we react in ways which we shouldn't be reacting in. And I remember many years ago, Debbie and I think Karen were looking at the prayer of Jabez. Don't know if anybody's looked at that. It's amazing, the prayer of Jabez. Talks about enlarging his territory. But he says an interesting thing, which was a big issue in my marriage, which helped me to understand myself. And it's only in one version. I think it's like the Jerusalem Bible. And he says this. Pardon? It's in the New King James. Thank you. It actually says this. It doesn't. Most of the other translations, Jabez prays this prayer. And he says that I might not feel pain. But one translation says that I might not cause pain. And I can think of the times in my marriage with people that are closest to me. Because of things that have happened in my past, hurt people hurt people. And you know, Jabez, the Hebrew word rhymes or sounds like the Hebrew word pain. And his mother said, I gave birth to you in pain. So something that happened in his past was affecting him, and he says, I don't want to pass that on. I don't want to cause pain. I got up the other morning, and the gutters, if you're in Merthyr, you use the word troffins, by the way. Did you know that? Troffins. My troffins, you know the bad rain that we had last weekend? It was like a waterfall. It was squirting everywhere. It was bursting out. It was going to cause damage. It was going underneath the roof. It was incredible. I took a run out with a chair from the kitchen onto the decking, which is made of wood, almost broke my neck, jumped up and tried to sort the problem out. All it was leaves right at the bottom that were blocking it. Came in, had an argument with Debbie for almost ruining the wooden kitchen chair that I'd taken out into the rain. That's another story. But the interesting thing is this. The troffing, guttering, whatever, the design was perfect. There was nothing wrong with the design. Something had blocked it that was causing pain. Even to the point where we argued after, all down to these leaves. And, you know, in your life, listen to this. God has made you good. Don't doubt that. Don't doubt yourself. You're good. But there's things that happen in your past, and they block the drain, and the water goes everywhere, and you think, this is traumatic, this is not how it should be. And you're trying to fix this and fix that, and it's all down to one thing often that has happened in your past. There was nothing wrong with the design. You see, we are broken people. Every one of us, there is something that has broken us. But there's nothing wrong with the design. God's not after a perfect race. God's not like Hitler. He wanted a perfect race. God's not after a perfect race. He wants broken people. He wants real people. I was typing this into my notes, and I was trying to spell Hitler, and I spelled it wrong. Do you know there's no predictive spelling for Hitler? I like that. I like that. God wants a race which is full of broken people. That's why when you look at the genealogy of Christ, it's full of prostitutes and people that know what it's like to have broken gutterings and so forth. So your pain, just think of it like that. It's a song that God wants you to sing, and he wants to rewrite the song as well. He really does want to rewrite the song. Very quickly, the burnt offering was used in, there's a group of psalms, I've forgotten which ones they are, they're called songs or psalms of ascent. There's 15 of them. And they used to be sung when Solomon dedicated his temple and they walked up the 15 steps. They are up songs. Let's go up. Yeah? Let's get out of the drain. Let's sort the gutterings. Let's get up there. They're up songs. And these 15 songs were to do with the rededication of the temple. They were used when the ark was recovered, when the children of Israel returned back to Babylon. And some people suggest that the 15 steps are to do with the 15 steps of deluge, or the 15 cubits of to do with the flood, and God's reversing it and getting us up out of the water. Ascending offerings. That's what the burnt offering was, that we said about a song that's ascending up through the night. That was the burnt offering. And did you know this? It's the only Welsh offering in Hebrew, because it went all through the night. Ar Hyd-y-nos. It was the only offering that was the Ar Hyd-y-nos offering. The fire must be kept burning on the altar continuously. It must never go out. Songs in the night. I'm with you. I'm with you in your song in the night. And this song's going to take you up, not down. Whatever the lyrics, whatever the tune, it's something that I want to bring you up out of. I'm with you. The burnt offering was the only offering where everything was placed on the altar. It was unique because all was placed on the altar and it was all through the night. God says, all of me is with you all of the night. Other offerings, trespass offerings, not much went to God, it went to the offerer and so forth, to God. Then there was like the sin offering where you'd mucked up and you didn't even know about it, because that's what it's like. We do things wrong, we don't even know about it. There was like the meal offering, the peace offering, but when you get to the burnt offering, everything was on the altar and it was all night. And God says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. That's burning right through the night. So when you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and you've got a song, you've got a worry, you've got a health problem and you're worried, God says, all through the night, Arhira knows, I'm with you. Songs in the night. It shall never go out. In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. I will never leave you or forsake you. I don't know if you heard the story of a 2-year-old girl called Pearl Black, who died in Merthyr Tydfil. She was the daughter of Paul Black, who appeared on The Voice years ago. And a car, a Land Rover handbrake, failed and reversed back and crushed her into a wall. And a friend of mine who did my apprenticeship with me writes books. He's done the autobiography for Stephen Fry. He does quite well for himself. He wrote a play, a drama. And Paul Black, who's the father of this little girl, Pearl Black, that was killed so tragically, who loved to, she wanted to be on the stage. She loved butterflies. And the only night that he came to listen to the play, Paul Black, and it was in the autumn, it was in the winter, the actor was on stage and a butterfly came across and landed on the actor's head. It was incredible. And everybody was going on about it. And it just reminded me that God's with us. When we think he's not there in the dark times, he is there. And he's given us the ability to cope with songs in the night. He's given us the power to do it. There was this guy, Randolph Hearst, who was looking, a businessman, who was looking for a painting all over the world. He sent people out to look for this painting. He said, I've got to get this painting. It's amazing. He sent people out all over the world. And eventually they came back and said, we found it. He said, where is it? They said, it's in your basement. God says this. He's given us all that we need for life. Everything's there. In your basement or whatever. Check the deeds. It's all there. He's given us the ability to get through the night. You'll need him. You'll need this community as well. To help get you through the night. You've got a song that only you can sing. You've got a pain that only you can bear. But you can share that. You can use that. You can sing it out. Sing out your pain. Shout it out. Have a go at God. Tell him what you think. That's what the Psalms are all about. Even Jesus, when he was on the cross, he says, why? He's singing out his pain. And it was a psalm that he sung on the cross, or he expressed on the cross. I'm just going to finish. The Asda man came to deliver our stuff last night. And I said to him, don't tell me the football results because I'm going to watch Match of the Day. He said, I'm not into football. I said, oh, you're an egg chaser, are you? Rugby player, whatever. He says, you know, I can't stand football. What I love about rugby, and it stuck with me. I said to him, he said, what I love about rugby is the unpredictable bounce. I said to him, that's a good name for a book, isn't it? The unpredictable bounce. I hate rugby. No, I don't hate it. I prefer football. I'm just comparing. But what I hate in life is the unpredictable bounces. that come at you from the side that you're not expecting. And it's one of my weaknesses. And I guess we're all prone to that. We don't want unpredictable bounces, but they come. They will come. They'll come in the night. But God says, this is just part of the whole song that I'm helping you to write and rewrite the lyrics so that it's a new song. So that we can write it together all through the night. Songs in the night. Keep singing. Because I found out the other day that a nightingale, nightingales lose weight when they're singing. So women, it's like you're the only ones overweight, says Mr. Slim here. But I think women are more obsessed with their weight. So sing more. Okay? I'm going to finish now because I'm on dangerous ground. Men and women, sing more like the nightingale because you'll lose weight. Sing it out to God. Let's just pray. Let's just give this to God. Father, we thank you for the songs that you give us. And there are songs in the day and we're happy to sing those with full joy. But we thank you for the moments where we feel pain and darkness, but you're with us. So help us now, Lord, to sing out those songs that other people can be helped through our pain, so that our pain can be our power. Bless us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.